The joint resolution comes after about a month of public comment on UDOT's draft environmental assessment required under NEPA to look at solutions for the Highway 248 corridor. Park City officials say they're asking the state to look at a multimodal approach, including transit, biking, and walking, rather than just a model that would rely on the single-occupancy vehicle. City Transit Manager Alfred Knotts, presenting the resolution to County Council, noted that the 248 entry corridor into town is not consistent in the number of lanes it has.
It's four lanes to the east section, four lanes to the west, and then it does go down to two lanes. So we do have an honest choke point there that does ultimately need to be resolved. But how we resolve that, how those lanes are managed or right-of-way is managed, is something that through this resolution, we want to facilitate additional discussions with UDOT.
According to the city staff's summary, UDOT's build alternative would include five lanes all the way in from Highway 40 to the intersection with Highway 224. It would revamp that intersection so that there are dual left-hand turn lanes from 224 onto 248 and dual right-hand lanes to turn from 248 and head north on 224. Similar turn lanes would be added at the intersection of 248 and Bonanza Drive. Left-hand bays would be added to turn onto Richardson Flat Road, Comstock Road, and Wyatt Earp Way. And bicycle lanes would be added from 40 to the 224 intersection. Knotts, in his remarks, noted that the joint resolution reflects a 2006 letter of intent the city and county entered about the entry corridors and strategies they would pursue.
Of focusing on public transportation, focusing on technology, signal coordination, special event and traffic planning coordination, travel information systems.
He said they're not taking an adversarial position toward UDOT. He said the highway is, after all, a state facility.
So when the state does look at something, they do look at the broader users of the corridor, who uses the corridor every day, while they still take into consider the local context. So that's why the resolution was drafted in such a manner that we don't want to sour that partnership and or paint our partner at the state in any bad light, that they have been very, very cooperative, and they've been very open to discussions.
Assistant Park City Manager Matt Dias echoed that same idea in a KPCW interview.
And they've been a wonderful partner. I think, like anyone, they've put a lot of time, a lot of labor, a lot of logistical and expert analysis into this. And they, too, want something that has local context, is sensitive to who Park City is, our historic values and character. And so they're looking for a better outcome as well.
We asked him, though, if the resolution would mean that the state has to start all over again.
What you'll probably see is a project that has better context. It's probably a little bit more episodic and has phases as opposed to just, you know, doing everything at once and widening the corridor. So you're going to see the other values that we support beyond the single occupancy vehicle or even higher, such as transit, such as biking, such as walking. You're going to see those values elevated in the new design.
Assistant Park City Manager Matt Dias. The resolution is on City Council's formal agenda starting at 6 p.m. at the Marsac Building. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.